This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I want you to pay very close attention to what I'm talking about today because this is, we're coming to a point now to where we may have to seriously consider holding our respective governments accountable because we need to get started back up. And there's a new guy that used to be a New York Times reporter. His name is Alex Berenson. And he has become one of the key figures in a growing movement questioning the strategy to lock down large sections of the country in response to the coronavirus crisis. We have been essentially hiding, trying to hide from the crisis. The things we've been told is we have to flatten the curve and everything else. And, you know, we'll talk about what I think we should actually be doing later. But Mr. Berenson is warning of something called he calls the big pivot in rhetoric from politicians and health officials that are pushing the lockdown strategy. He says, yep, the public health folks, after a month of promising that within 2 weeks we'd be a near collapse, are now making the big pivot to the second wave. He put that out on Twitter, referring to a new talking point he argues will be used to justify continued restrictions. Then he tweeted in response to an Atlantic article, Our Pandemic Summer, that cited experts who agreed that life as most people knew it cannot fully return. One infectious disease epidemiologist told the outlet, I think people haven't understood that this isn't about the next couple of weeks. This is about the next 2 years. The initial sell to Americans about this initial response to the virus was that it would flatten the curve, referring to the graphs that showed a predictive, aggressive, hard spike in infections, hospitalizations, and deaths that would devastate the country and overwhelm the healthcare system. The argument went that while stopping the virus spreading overall may prove impossible, a strategy of extreme social distancing could slow that spread, slow down the speed, flatten the curve of infections, and prevent hospitals from being overwhelmed. And so the wave of voluntary closures began, and mandatory government restrictions that would have been unfathomable a few months ago have become a part of day-to-day life. And businesses and religious services and schools are all shut down, with all but essential workers furloughed or made to work from home in parts of the country. And I got things to say about that, too. The U.S. now has 639,664 confirmed cases of the virus and more than 30,000 deaths, which is about the same amount of deaths that happens prematurely anyway in the United States every 6 days. Not every 6 days. Maybe every 5 days. Every 5 days, 30,000 plus people die due to premature circumstances. Now, we have indications now that the peak may have passed, and the peak is actually the peak where we're adjusting to it, not where this is more dangerous now than at other times. This is new. This is a new bug, so we didn't know how to deal with this. Now, Trump got out there and said the data suggests that nationwide we have passed the peak of new cases. Hopefully that will continue, and we will continue to make great progress. And he's eyeballing May the 1st. Although we don't know to what extent that happens, because this will be up to the governors of the states. It's always been up to the governors of the states. But some of them are urging caution on reopening the economy and warning of a potential second wave of infections if the U.S. reopens too soon. Excuse me, which is the phrase Berenson referred to in his very skeptical tweet. Let me tell you what I think about this. First of all, we should never have shut down anything. If we had to wear masks, okay. If we needed to wash our hands more, okay. We can't hide from this. We can't stay locked down for 2 years. We can't do it. There will be nothing to give out. There will be no stimuluses. There's no way to do it. There's no way to pay out money if you don't have money being made. You know, I was in Las Vegas back in January. You go look at a webcam in Las Vegas. It's a ghost town. 900,000, just on that one street, 900,000 people out of work. All of this devastation that's happening financially, I honestly believe that a lot of this was pushed by the media about how bad this bug was. It's, you know, the idea that this bug is more dangerous than any other thing we've ever faced, or that dying from this is more tragic than dying from a heart attack or dying from all the other things that we face every day. You know, the most dangerous part of our day right now in lockdown is probably when we get in the car to go to the grocery store. Although there's not that many cars on the road right now. When we do start getting out, and we do need to get out, there will be more cases of coronavirus. And there needs to be more cases of coronavirus. Not because I want to see anybody die or get sick, but because we have to face it, deal with it, and let our bodies, let mankind come to that easy, that uneasy truce that we have between us and every other virus, where we learn to live with it. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Back at the turn of the century, and from when we were coming up in 1900 somewhere, I don't remember where, polio existed in your intestines. Always has, always will. And most of the people that actually got polio at that time, babies would play in their own feces. And as babies do, they would also manage to ingest that. And this would take their intestinal system and condition it against that kind of bacteria, to where if they did actually catch polio, it looked like they had the flu. And it was only when we began to start this great hygiene reformation we went through, this renaissance, there to where we got plumbing and all this other stuff, that this actually began to change when the next group of babies coming up weren't doing that anymore. That wasn't a thing for them to do anymore. That we eradicated that practice, and thus polio that paralyzed the spine was born. So not facing this is not the way to deal with this. I know that some of the bigger cities where they're so tight and everything else, which is what the left wants you to do, is they want you to live in a big city. They were afraid they were going to be overwhelmed and everything. They built a field hospital at the Javits Center in New York, and they never put anybody in it, and they've taken it down now. The hospital ship never got anybody on it, not really. And so if there is a second wave, so what? We need to get out there and face it. And it's going to be bad. Or would you rather just stay locked up and for the entire, you know? I mean, if nobody's going out and working, how do we have an economy? This goes beyond anything, you know, as a former military member or anything else, as I've looked at threats. I've never looked at a threat like this one. And this goes against, because this is all about people being afraid of this virus. And first chance I get to be tested for it, I'm going to be tested for it. And if I'm pretty sure I had it, there's a lot of people that think they had it based upon what we've read. And listen, it was bad, but I came through it. And now I have antibodies in my system designed to fight it. And now I get to move on. So we're on a very dangerous road now. We need to get off of it. It's not a shortcut. It is not a bypass. It is a road of death for this country, for the entire world to continue this way. Ohio, as I'm coming to press with this, has said they're going to open on May the 1st. Hopefully everybody else opens up too. We got to do something now. We have passed the point of rejection. This is now a moment, a turning point in the history of this country. So beware of what you're about to hear from various politicians in various states. Just be aware that that's That's going to be a thing. We're going to hear all kinds of different angles coming at you. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, another thing that we all need to be considering is that this is like what's happened here is like an injury. it's going to leave a scar. You cannot have social upheaval like the bat gobbler flu and expect everything to go back to exactly how it was before. The Shycom's fetish for eating weird shift turned the world upside down. Pressure has a way of changing what it is applied to. Sometimes it makes diamonds, and other times it makes things go splat. And no one expected something like this to come out of the leftist field and derail the booming economy. We wanted to let the good times roll, but no one saw them rolling right off a cliff. The pandemic and the response are going to not change some things much at all. For example, once the economy gets rolling again, the survivors will rally and will knock unemployment way down while pumping the Dow back up. But other things are another story. Some things were changing anyway, and this body blow is going to accelerate the trends toward creative destruction as old ways of doing things fade away quicker than expected and new ones come to the forefront. We're going to see many areas where change was always coming and now it's come faster. And in many cases, it will help crush our enemies, which is awesome. Like academia, speaking of enemies, a lot of colleges have moved online. And do you think that millions of students and their parents haven't noticed that the only real difference between staring at a screen and staring at some hippie burnout professor as he runs his filthy bunghole from 33 rows back is that the students aren't getting hammered in the dorms every night? Okay, maybe they're getting hammered at home, but the fact is that the four-year party model of the post-secondary education was headed for retirement anyway. And this is really ripping away academia's lame claims that campuses are necessary to get a real education. And have you noticed the clueless campus commies who claim to be educated these days? Lockdown has demonstrated that you can impart knowledge just as effectively over a computer, but then the purpose of modern academia is not to impart knowledge. It's to provide sinecures for man-bunned lefty academics and bureaucrats and allow some access to the soft, bendable minds of our young. But now they can no longer justify that $70,000 a year price tag for their social justice warrior re-education camp, which is, and they're sweetened up with a plot of partying, you know. Quarter mil is a stiff price to pay to drink a lot of old Milwaukee and cavort with eager booty callers for 4 years. You can do that at home without all of that pronoun drama. Look for scores of mid-level colleges to die as the vast majority of students move toward a utilitarian model over the pricey vacation model. Then there's the media. It's for a very long time it's been a smoldering dung heap, and now it's a fecal inferno. The definitive example of its uselessness is how it decided that what the president is actually saying was unfit to report. No, what's fit to point out, which the president gloriously did via a Best Media Fails highlight reel on April 13th, is the garbage media's garbage take on what the president was actually saying. Just when rediscovering the virtues of objectivity and a commitment to the facts might have saved the media from their fate, or at least put off the inevitable day of reckoning brought on by technology and economics, the media decided to do precisely the opposite. Leave it to the media to empty the water filling up the rowboat by poking some more holes in the hole so the water can drain out. Working at home was already getting to be a sort of thing. And now it's pretty obvious that a lot of people can work at home. In fact, they should. Now, there's a management challenge of making sure employees don't confuse working at home with a vacation. But for a lot of us, the office is going to be a thing of the past. And this is especially good news if you tend to dislike other people. Small businesses. Well, small business owners needed help, and the Democrats were right there to demand all sorts of social justice warrior baloney before they would lend a hand. And if that didn't get them woke, nothing will. The days when small business owners had the luxury of imagining that Democrats really are not that different from the Republicans is over. That's over. The Democrats are the party of the big corporation, largely because they share their ideology with a lot of big corporations, CEOs, younger second wives. And small business is the enemy. Small business owners are unruly and independent and can't compete in terms of funding lobbyists. Corporate big shots are much more pliable. A small business owner voting for a Democrat is like an attractive young woman walking over and standing close to Grandpa Badfinger. Nothing good is going to come of that. And then there's open borders. It turns out that America faces foreign threats, and that maybe throwing open the door isn't such a great idea. Some Chi-Com bat-biter got sick, and the rest is history. If Trump had listened to the whining children who screamed racism before he shut down flights from the Far East Petri dish, we'd have a zillion more cases. To paraphrase the old saw, maybe you don't believe in borders, but borders sure as hell believe in you. And then we have the globalist bureaucracy. CNN and the New York Times still think we should be sucking up to the WHO and its Peking puppet, but the rest of us have had a terrific lesson in why the international establishment is garbage. They denied Taiwan exists, which appears to be more important to them than defeating the coronavirus. They lied about the pangolin pathogen, and we should cut them off without a dime. And then there's the climate hoaxers. The science people can't generate a model that correctly predicts tomorrow, but we should totally go for a redo times 100 of the current economic chaos because some freaky Nordic waif demands we obey models that purport to give us the weather report for the year 2120. I'll pass on that. We've all had a taste of the sacrifice that the weather cultists demanded for their angry sun goddess, and nobody likes it. Nobody wants it. We'll roll the dice that the people who predicted the Ice Age, unless we gave them more money and power in the 70s, are also going to be wrong about us burning to a cinder if we don't give them more money and power today. And then there's regular Americans. We were getting kind of soft. That's not entirely a bad thing. It's actually a measure of success. The goal of a lot of hardworking Americans doing hard things over the centuries was so that later generations would not have to do those hard things. But the problem is that hard things still happen. The problem is a lot of us never imagined that things might get tough or at least a bit scary and challenging like this whole woking pneumonia epidemic has been. And yet we have faced this crisis and we have prevailed. You see a lot of the YouTube videos of idiots fighting over the loo wipe and the bitter Karens hectoring and nagging, but in general, we have done pretty well. You go to a store and the vibe is less free-for-all than all in this together. We have adapted. We have overcome. We've helped family. We've helped our neighbors. We've learned that we aren't completely helpless. Some people made masks, took old people food. Others realize the security of themselves and their community is in each citizen's personal responsibility, not a duty to be outsourced to others. This is not an epic disaster like a famine or earthquake or plague of frogs, but is also not nothing. And when the big one hits, like a really big virus or an asteroid, a leftist administration that declares war on freedom-loving citizens and tries to make us serfs, then maybe we'll be confident in our ability to face that challenge because we have done it this time. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is fighting for individual rights when he tweeted, "Liberate Minnesota, liberate Michigan, and liberate Virginia, and save your great Second Amendment as it is under siege." Trump's tweets came after small protests by Trump supporters broke out in a handful of states, and the president said he feels like these people are being unfairly treated.
Now, these are people expressing their views. I see where they are, and I see the way they're working. They seem to be very responsible people. hurtful to me, but it's, you know, they've been treated a little bit rough.
Governor Jay Inslee of Washington condemned Trump's tweets in his own Twitter thread, in which he warned the president about encouraging violence. Inslee said the president is fomenting domestic rebellion and spreading lies, even while his own administration says the virus is real, it is deadly, and we have a long way to go before restrictions can be lifted. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. There's this guy, this pilgrim. His name is David Chipman. Chipman. Whatever. We're just going to call him Dave. He's a former ATF agent. He's found a new gig as a spokeshole for those who want the population disarmed. His latest attempt at scaring Americans away from exercising their Second Amendment rights seems to be a little bit ham-handed, though. Coming from Cheddar.com, David Chipman, senior policy advisor at the Giffords Organization, said hopelessness, anxiety, and fear might cause people to try to use firearms to control some aspect of their lives as they're inundated with concerning news about COVID-19. But there are risks to that choice. He continues on. They might think that they're diehard ready to go, but unfortunately they're more like Tiger King and they're putting themselves and their family in danger. He said, referencing the popular new Netflix series and its central figure's love of guns, particularly without gun training, proper gun training. Chipman worries new gun owners are putting people at risk. Unintentional shootings make up 1.3% of gun deaths and 18% of gun injuries. He suggested first-time gun owners secure unloaded firearms, hide it behind the cans of tuna, and beef jerky that you've stored in the cabinet. He said he's concerned about an increase in domestic violence cases and the possibility of a gun becoming part of that equation. Experts have warned quarantine may lead to more domestic violence incidents sprung from anxiety, loss of jobs, and more time at home. And yet, for some reason, they think it's a good idea to continue this. Isn't this interesting? But I digress. Right now, there is no evidence of a national spike in domestic violence. TheHill.com has some numbers from some cities. Dallas showed an increase of 21% of calls from February to March. Los Angeles reported a 12.4% decrease, then a 7.6% increase of calls. And New York showed a 15% decline in calls from last year. There is no good evidence the lockdown is increasing or decreasing domestic violence. And those who make an industry of domestic abuse find a way to conflate any reporting with an increase. For example, a sociology professor speculated that lower reporting might be because of higher abuse rates. Look, that, I love that kind of logic. Domestic violence may increase and it may not. It's actually sort of difficult to know. It is difficult to know if an increase in reporting means an increase in violence or not. It's hard to believe having more gun owners means having more domestic violence. You don't need a gun to be domestically violent. Comparing new gun owners to convicted criminals and bizarre adrenaline and meth addicts in the Netflix docudrama true crime series Tiger King is not going to win points with the new gun owners. I hate to tell Dave this, but listen, Dave, most people are just pretty decent. You know, they're not looking to kill people. The gun doesn't talk to them with the voices. It's pretty cut and dried, you know. Very few new gun owners will be polyandrous gay men who obsess with and own tigers and lions. Now, missing from the Cheddar article is a call for the new gun owners to get trained up. And you don't, right now, a lot of the gun trainers have taken to video and they're putting it out there available to you on Facebook or on their website or on YouTube. I mean, you can go and get instruction without paying a dime. But there's no call for that. Instead, Chipman advises them to store guns in such a way as to render them unusable for immediate defense of self and family. Now, see, I, here, where I live, in South Carolina, where we don't have a lot of crime and we don't have a lot of other stuff that you might associate with a big city, for example, I carry a gun everywhere I go. In every room I walk, I have a gun. In every trip I take, I have a gun. The reason I have that is because if something does occur, if the unexpected does occur, then not having it means I'm not prepared. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to short-circuit the unexpected. Now, very, very seldom do people buy guns as an impulse buy. They're not offered next to the checkout at your local convenience store along with the candy. And what seems like an impulse buy is usually a long simmering and considered desire set off by events which crystallize the decision to be prepared for the unexpected. What, you know, like in January, the idea that we might be facing a supply and demand issue if we keep going the way we're going right now, that was unfathomable. It was not plausible to consider. Today, it is entirely plausible and is completely fathomable. So, trying to shame these new gun owners into giving up the guns they just paid top dollar for. And I mean, that's the other thing. A lot of these new gun owners paid more for some guns than I would have paid for any two, unfortunately. And but trying to shame them is not the way to endear yourself to them. And that's another thing that has changed. It will never go back. People will be looking at gun control completely differently now. Those who are attempting to push the national population into disarmament have convinced themselves they are smarter than the people who they are attempting to disarm. They've had success because they've had the media on their side for 50 years. Expert is a label that doesn't carry any weight anymore. The public has come to know experts can be found for any side of an argument. If you want to evaluate an expert, all you have to do is consider their arguments and data. And when you find an expert who resorts to emotional arguments and or who refuses to show you their data, you know not to pass or, you know, just pass on their advice. Just discard it. Niccolo Machiavelli was a political expert on the use of power who left as idolized for 500 years. He wrote that armed people see the world differently than unarmed people. And he said this, because there's nothing proportionate between the armed and the unarmed, and it is not reasonable that he who is armed should yield obedience willingly to he who is unarmed, or that the unarmed men should be secure among armed servants. Because there being in the one disdain and the other suspicion, it is not possible for them to work well together. So Here, Dave is trying to convince recently newly armed people to place themselves back in the category of unarmed people. And it's sort of like convincing someone to forget what they've seen. And that's not working. Thankfully, this is not working. America is better armed today, in spite of the scaremongering and propaganda, than it has ever been. I have been very actively involved in the gun culture for the last 15 years. And for those of you that are new, that have just bought a gun, welcome to the gun culture. Welcome to my world. Welcome to self-reliance. No, we are not those that will be out there. We're not salivating to shoot anybody. I carry a gun so I don't have to shoot anybody. If you can wrap your head around that. Because everything that goes with carrying a gun leads me to the point to where I will be able to avoid the gunfight. Those of you that have just joined the gun culture, you have so much to learn. But at the same time, now you're seeing the world through the eyes of an armed citizen. And rest assured, you've now put yourself out there. You're now part of a group of people that are, we are what the founders envisioned. We're the closest thing today to the original Constitution. And we have much better tools. And it's a very robust subculture out there. It's not really even deserving of being called a subculture. But whatever you want to call it, however you want to spin it, you're in my world now, and welcome, because it's a very easy world to exist in. We look out, you know, there's, you got a lot to learn, and if you find us, we will teach you happily, willingly, because you put yourself out there in a way you probably didn't expect. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
One more time before we enjoy the lockdown COVID-19 life. This is Gun Owners News Hour. My birthday was this week, and my father called me and asked me what I was going to do. And I was like, well, I guess I could drive somewhere and just park out front and look at it. Because it's not so much the lockdown part of it is all of these non-essential businesses that have been closed. Fun stuff, I got to tell you. Our morally superior betters in the media and among the fabulous grifters who run the American civilian disarmament industrial complex aren't showing it right now. But behind the scenes, they're panicked by the real new discovery of the appreciation of the Second Amendment. You'll see Stephanie, the suburban soccer mom, dipping into her savings to buy a pistol or a shotgun and a case and plenty of ammo as the national emergency is declared and cities nationwide empty their jails. And the gun buying surge has not slowed down much in recent weeks. Imagine it being your job to tell Stephanie and hundreds of thousands or millions of other middle of the roaders that having a firearm in her home is simply too dangerous a proposition for the average American family to consider. Good luck with that one. Owning a gun does not make you superhuman. Police officers carry them every day. I carry one every day. Lots of people carry them in various capacities. We're not superhuman by any sense of the imagination, but we have options. But one of them is not that it's too dangerous for me to handle. Well, it's far more likely. And what many preppers fear the most is a societal breakdown that causes other citizens to become the biggest danger. That can happen during a civil war, or an invasion, a natural disaster, or a pandemic. And I'm telling you this to try to scare you, because I'm optimistic. We have come through this crisis. And as I expected, it brought out the best in people. But there's some chance of violent disruption, especially on a local level. And is it 1% or 1/10 or 5%? Who knows? As B.J. Campbell of Open Source Defense has written, those living in floodplains face a similar calculus. The 100-year flood is one that has a 1% chance of occurring in any given year, which equates to a 26% chance that a flood will happen within the time of a 30-year mortgage. And if your house is in that zone, you should probably have flood insurance. A society-disrupting event where a gun might be useful, if not needed, might be a thousand-year event. Whatever the cause, a 0.1% chance of that happening in any given year equates to a 92.3% chance it doesn't occur within an 80-year lifespan. And that, of course, leaves a 7.7% chance it does. So, there's simply more things to consider than this math here. But this is not a time to simply say, checkmate, gun grabbers. No. The personal choice of whether to have a gun should change with the times and the situation. Some people will have a new view of the possible dangers in the world, and that will have to be weighed against the risks of owning a gun. Of which, more guns do not cause more heartache. They don't cause more crime. They don't cause any of that stuff. But one thing that is happening right now that I don't know anybody's talking about, and I think this has to do with a feeling of hopelessness in some people. Because for some people, this is a big deal. This is a gigantic, scary thing. See, most people are sitting at home having, you know, they've binge-watched everything they care to by now. And they're sort of tired of debating whether Carol Baskin murdered her husband or not and then fed him to a tiger. Everybody knows she did, right? People are just starting to get sick of this. They're stuck inside all day. They never see anyone but their family. And your only outside contact is via social media. And that wears on a person. Now, for some people, because if you look at, like, you know, during the spring break, the kids were out there like, well, you know, go to party. So locking down in a lot of the country may have been the only alternative. But there are side effects to that decision. And right now, one of the things that is seeing an uptick is the suicide hotlines. And I get it. Jobs are disappearing. Businesses are shutting down. You're separated from friends and family due to COVID-19. This has placed an uncomfortable emotional strain on people. Some describe feelings of unmanageable stress and isolation and sadness and thoughts of being trapped or powerless. Former Congressman Patrick J. Kennedy says calls at suicide hotlines have increased by 800% as resources shift to COVID-19 relief. The mental health advocate sounded the alarm at a Metro Nashville news conference, raising the question, will the silent killer of mental illness be our country's next major crisis? Now, some of this stuff he puts out, I'm not really. Like, one of the things he says is the tragedy of COVID is it exacerbates this already prevalent mental health and addiction crisis. No one doubts that mental health and addiction is real. Every single American has been faced with a mental health issue in this COVID crisis themselves, not just a family member, but themselves. So his short answer is yes. He believes mental illness and addiction crises are right underneath the COVID-19 emergency, not waiting to creep out. Says we ought to be concerned about people dying, whether they're dying of the COVID or whether they're dying of overdose, it's still a death. And there's not one that's worse than the other one because both deaths rob families and a loved one, and they ought to be paid attention to. Now, I agree with that part. He's not necessarily wrong. A death is a death. Does it matter to you? Does it matter to me if your loved one is dead because of the disease or the lockdown? All that's going to matter to me is that they're gone. Not what caused it. That they're gone and I'm going to miss them. So in the grand scheme of things, not that much. Where the debate falls is whether more people will die from suicide due to the quarantine than from COVID-19. And I have no idea. And I'm not going to speculate on it. I just don't have enough data to make an informed decision right now either way. What I do know is that this problem shouldn't be dismissed or discounted. We can't afford to just pretend that no one is dealing with this, especially in the firearm community. And the truth is any spike in suicides with a gun will be attributed to the recent spike in gun sales rather than the folks being locked up in their homes all day. So what can you do? Well, if, you know, there's suicide hotlines you can call. If you're feeling suicidal, you can call 1-800-273-8255, 800-273-8255. And if you're not there but feeling depressed, then you need to take steps. And your depression might stem from a vitamin D deficiency since you're not out in the sun anymore. And if you can, go outside and work in the yard. Or just sit on the porch. Breathe some fresh air. You can still take a walk some places and you can enjoy nature. You just have to be 6 feet or more from whoever you're around. But talk to, find a real human being and talk to them. There is no reason to be alone. Because you're not alone. A lot of us don't like this feeling either. So all of us get it. Take a moment and talk to someone and get help. Don't become a statistic. And that's, you know, there is no reason to suffer in silence. There's somebody out there. Somebody willing to listen. Somebody willing to help. This lockdown, we should never forget this lockdown. This should burn us. It should scar us. We should, I mean, on so many levels, we should look at how unprepared we were for this and realize that at some point, this will happen again. And take steps to prepare for that the next time. But overall, we have come through this. We're on the other side of this. It's only going to get better now. And you out there, the people that own guns, the people that rely on yourselves, you were a very big part of the collective consciousness of remaining calm and not letting this get to you to the point to where you could no longer handle it. You have succeeded. And I'm glad to be one of you. And with that, I'll be checking you out next week. Between now and then, stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.